she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard. Hello. It's good to hear from you, Tam Tams.
Thanks. Ditto.
There you are. JP.
I didn't hear from her.
AKA
oh, was I not on?
The
you
Snuggle
on.
Monster.
What up? Yeah, that was my fault. Sorry.
You're on now.
He does not love me.
That's one.
That's not true, Tammy.
And me, I'm Sybil Summers. Welcome. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And you can call Autoflex. They're open today. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, and as always, Autoflex.com. So you can go to Autoflex.com this morning, by the way, and see our fabulous Save Money Monday cars. And these cars will be sold at auction on Tuesday, no lie, but we offer them to the public one day a week on Monday at a reduced price. So if you need, I think right now the majority of those cars are sports cars or SUVs or small SUVs. And we've got 2011 through 2014 models. If you go to Autoflex.com, go to the specials page, and you'll see those cars right there. You can get any of those cars. If you really wanted to get one today, I bet they'll either sell it or lease it to you if you ask them.
Ooh,
yeah.
So ask give them
real
a shot.
Nice.
At 9:15, we're going to talk about how to get your car ready for summer vacations. Lots of people do some road trips during the summer, so we'll give you a little checklist of things to do before you leave. But right now, Senate is trying to pass a bill affecting rental cars.
Yeah, and this is an interesting bill. It's called the Rachel and Jacqueline Hope Bill, or Jacqueline Hope Safety Rental Act of 2015.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, it does. It's easy for me to say. So anyway, this thing has been rocking around Congress for a few years. Goes all the way back to when Rachel and Jacqueline Hope had an accident driving a PT Cruiser that they had leased from Enterprise, or rented, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd rented this car from Enterprise, and they crossed the center line and hit a semi head-on. And the car they were driving burst into flames,
ooh,
and it killed them both, which is a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason this all exists is because their folks sued Enterprise and won $15 million in a settlement.
How?
Because the PT Cruiser they were driving had a recall stating the power steering hose might leak and could cause a fire. I'm not kidding, folks. That's the truth.
Wow.
So, but because the car caught on fire, their attorneys were good enough that finally they sued Enterprise, and Enterprise fought it for a few years. And finally they said, look, what will you take to make this go away because it's costing us more to – and so they paid off. Well, now, since they settled that claim, Senator Chuck Schumer and Claire McCaskill and Barbara Boxer and Bill Nelson have all decided that every recall out there on any car should be a reason not to sell or lease or rent that car. No matter what it is.
But that's silly. I mean, the whole point of a recall is you take it in and it gets fixed. So
right.
Enterprise should have had those cars fixed.
They should have, but they didn't even know about the recall at the time.
Oh.
They weren't aware of it. So it's one of those things. Here's the other thing. It's tough to track down. If they recall a car 5 or 6 or 7 years after it's built, it's really tough to track down where all those cars are.
But the rental car companies don't keep them that long. So that got resold afterwards. I mean,
well, it would have been, yeah.
Once they're that old. But.
So, but the problem is that they're wanting a law to be in place that you can't rent a car that's got any kind of a recall on it.
Or maybe sell a car.
Or sell a car, exactly, that's
so
got any kind of recall on it.
That shuts down business.
If it's a recall because the rear coat hanger on the right-hand side comes off.
I don't think they made
that's
a recall
one thing.
For that.
It That'd doesn't matter.
Bulletin.
It doesn't matter. Whatever the recall is, they're going to shut down either the sale or rental of the cars. I don't know. It's if you go back to the source of this deal, it doesn't look like the PT Cruiser burst into flames because of a power steering hose leak.
Could mm-hmm. be the head-on crash.
It could be the head-on crash with the semi.
Fire.
Yeah. But, you know, the courts settled the case, and Enterprise paid the price, and now we have a bill in Congress based on that.
What wow. do you guys think? I mean, what do the Autoflex Leasing fan texters think about that? Would you want to make sure that no vehicle with a safety recall, and I think the recalls go along with safety measures, not just a little knob that doesn't work very well. Mm-hmm. I think it's typically seatbelt stuff, things that affect the drivability of the car. But I kind of like the idea that every consumer can't always stay on top of everything that's going on with the car world. So I kind of like the idea that if it's deemed unsafe, then they don't have it available for public use.
That's the problem I have with the bill is they don't really specify how unsafe or whether it's, it's just recall.
All right.
And Rosemary Shahan with the California-based Consumers for Auto Reliability and Safety is the association. Yeah, she heads up. And she hates anything having to do with business, by the way. I've met with her. Yeah, she's crazy. Anyway.
Okay, crazy is a
crazy
word, too,
she's
Dave.
A crazy gal.
Crazy hater.
She's the one that suggested that no one buy a car from a car dealer of any kind. They should only buy cars from relatives or out of the newspaper. I promise you. That's actually testimony that's been recorded.
We've got a little story in the future. Stay tuned in the show about buying cars from people you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Paper, Craigslist, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I beg to differ, Missy.
I don't think anyone would argue that if a car has a safety defect, it should not be rented, it should not be sold before that is fixed. But I think this bill is all-encompassing, and it just says a recall.
I'd like to go toe-to-toe with her on that deal about where to buy a car.
I don't know. She's tough.
Oh, please.
She is tough.
She hadn't met me.
Oh, and she folded her arms as she said it, too.
I got to meet Miss Shahan in the Federal Trade Commission building in Washington when we were both testifying, and I listened to that testimony when she said no one should buy a car from a dealer ever because they were always taken advantage of.
I would have been in there.
I promise you.
Yes, well, it takes different kinds to make the world go round.
There are really good reasons to deal with a dealer. Okay, Autoflex, a manufacturer's representative dealer. It's because that is where the knowledge is. Buying a car from your neighbor, first of all, your neighbor doesn't have to disclose anything about the car to you. And you can't buy a brand new car from your neighbor either, so you have to have a dealer. You've got to have a service department to take care of these cars.
Sure.
You need the factory to warranty the car. You need people that run a service department with certified technicians who have continuing education all the time. They go to classes to learn how to deal with these newfangled features that they're putting on cars.
Well, and so Sybil's old man sent me somebody this last week. Have y'all been married a year yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
January made 1 year.
Sybil's old man called me and referred someone to me this last week, and it was a lady that had bought a car that she needed to sell, and she'd paid cash for it, and it's a very specialty car. It's a Lotus. And so she wanted to know what I thought the best way to get rid of that car was, and I had to tell her eBay because on a specialty car like that, you want as broad an audience as possible. Mm-hmm. But then I started working with her through what it was like to sell a car on eBay, and you have got to make sure you've got your money. You've got to make sure the buyer is a real person.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to make sure that they're not on a computer in China somewhere. I'm serious.
Yeah. Kind
of. So it's a really risk-fraught way to get rid of a car. But now with that car, with a Lotus particularly, you really want as broad an audience as possible because it is such a specialty car. There'll be a guy in Minnesota or California or New York that'll really want that car. But if you look just at the local audience, not that many people are going to want that car. So it's a risk-fraught way, though, just like Tammy says, to sell a car.
I love
exciting,
you, public.
It's good to know.
Well, I've talked to plenty of people about trading in their cars and, I feel like I can get more money if I sell it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can, but you have to become a used car salesperson. You have to know a lot about the law. You have to protect yourself, make sure you get that car out of your name when you do sell it to the person.
Mm-hmm.
There's dealing with their funds. I mean, I sold my car on my own. I'm in the business, and I sold it to somebody who flew down from Minnesota to buy it after he sent somebody the same kind of things I tell everybody, just have the vehicle inspected by a third party that you pay outside that is objective.
Right.
And will tell you about the car. So he did all of that, and he came down and bought it because you can't find a 10-year-old car up in Minnesota that isn't rusted out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he thought it was a sweet deal. He flew down and drove it back. But I picked him up at the airport.
You took him to the bank.
I took him to the bank.
With a cashier's check.
And that's where we did all
to make sure it was real.
Yeah.
Because they can make fake cashier's checks.
They sure can. I checked all this out with my bank.
Very smart.
They told me the best way to do it. So he opened an account at the same bank I had so that he could just do a money transfer right there. He totally understood. Mm-hmm. Turned out he was in an area of the car business. He worked for a company that made interior parts like center consoles and things for cars.
Oh, okay.
Interesting guy. Anyway. Enough about me.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. They're starting to roll in. I'd like to trade in my old car and get a newer car. Can Autoflex do this, or do you only do leases? And then he goes into mileage, and mileage is certainly a consideration. Okay. So on a new car or a pre-owned car, we can do a lease on those cars for you, or we could sell you a pre-owned car, or we could do a balloon on a pre-owned car. So there's a lot of ways to go, and yes, we handle all of those things. And your mileage, really mileage doesn't become a factor until you hit around 25 grand a year or so. And then it becomes a real factor. 15 to 18 is sort of normal. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be concerned with that because you're going to be well within that. Autoflex Leasing Fantech, should you only get your car repaired and or serviced at a dealership? If the car is in warranty, certainly, because it's paid for. Past that, if you've got someone you know and trust, you can take the car to them. If you don't, you better find somebody you can know or trust.
One good reason to use a dealership is you have customer service index. They are very committed to making sure that their customers are satisfied, happy, because that's part of their profit center.
Right.
Right? So that's one of the reasons I like a dealership, and the fact that if you have something high tech, especially the way cars are going now, you know, it's not just a carburetor and a
all the electronics involved,
some spark plugs. It's a bigger deal now, and I think that's why I like the idea of having those highly educated technicians. Let me tell you, it's like $130 an hour labor rate for a Mercedes.
Yowza.
For warranty. Now, for customer pay, it's probably higher.
Mm-hmm.
But for warranty repair work, that's what they pay for labor rate. So they're highly educated.
It almost reminds me of like a house inspector when you're buying a new house.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, yep. Having that third party inspect the – absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to buy – every car we buy about 80, 90 cars a month because we sell a lot more cars than we can trade for or we get in lease return. Every single car we buy is inspected, and if we cannot inspect it personally, we hire a third party to go out and do that. It's just the only way to be sure, because we bought a current year used 6 Series BMW convertible from a dealer in New Jersey that had been underwater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And if we had not sent an inspector, they'd cleaned the car up.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't tell by looking on a cursory, look. But if you really looked, you know, they took the light bulbs out in the back. It was rust around the base of the light bulbs in the taillights. That's impossible unless the car's been underwater. The seat tracks were rusted under the seats.
Oh.
So the back end of the car had been underwater, and they had dried it out, cleaned it up, and sold it to us, another dealer, because we're wholesale. There's really no recourse that way.
They didn't have to. Wow. They would have had to tell a cut.
They would have had to tell a retail customer. No,
it was untitled.
No, it was a current year used.
Okay, so that's another thing on used. They don't have to tell you anything. It's buyer beware.
Yeah.
So even if you're buying the used car from us, I wouldn't be offended if you had a third party inspected.
Absolutely not. We know, people ask us to do that all the time. We say, great.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I suggest it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why buying a new car or leasing a new car, they can't pull the wool over your eyes. You're not allowed. There's all kinds of laws protecting you from that. So that's why going the new route is key for some people, but it costs more.
Right. But it ends up being worth it. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blessingame, Tammy Picker, JP, the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number, 877-881-1053, if you want to give us a shout. We're here till 10 o'clock. Or you can send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, and you can call Autoflex. Maybe you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, you can go to autoflex.com, where you can get a free black book appraisal on your trade-in if you would like. Just click on what's my trade worth. You can apply for a lease or purchase online. You can see all of our great pre-owned cars under the button that says pre-owned cars. We tried to make that pretty simple.
That's confusing.
Okay, we have a really good Autoflex Leasing fan text. Just bought a brand new Nissan Altima 2015, and someone rear-ended me with less than 3,000 miles on it. Paid $26,000 for the car, and the damage was $13,000. I want a brand new car again. Is there anything I can do?
Yes.
A. A. You need to file for diminished value.
Well, before you do that, if you want a brand new car, here's the thing. I hope it's sitting in the shop, and I hope they haven't started on it yet, because what you want is you want a complete estimate on the vehicle. In other words, authorize the shop to do whatever teardown they need and get a complete and full estimate on every bit of damage, because likely with $13,000 worth of damage, there's another $2,000 or $3,000 in there that they've missed. They won't get that until they tear the car apart. Then they'll find that additional damage.
And also, when you file for your diminished value, that's going to cost them another however much money.
Well,
too.
But I don't know if you even need to do that.
If they don't total it.
Yeah, here's the thing. Once we get a total repair cost, which will be higher than the $13,000, I'm going to guess by another $2,000 or $3,000, then we can look at the value of the car as it sits on the ground as a wreck. And we get to add that to the repair cost, and then all of a sudden, you may have a way to make the car a total loss, especially with it being brand new. Because being a 15, insurance companies have sort of got to work with you on putting you back in another car. I'm going to guess that you're going to be able to get another car. But the way to do it is to work with the numbers and make the car cheaper to pay you off than it is to fix the car,
right,
by getting the salvage value and a total estimate on the car. If you want to give me a call on Monday, I'll be glad to walk you through it and help you.
But I do want to say, let's say that same thing happened, but it was only $5,000 worth of damage, so it's not a total loss. Then you definitely would want to do the
absolutely
diminished value.
Yeah.
If somebody else causes the accident and they have insurance, you need to file against their insurance for the loss of value on your car after it's repaired. It will not be worth the same as a unwrecked car.
Right.
Because it'll have a Carfax or auto check, and it'll say it's been wrecked, and then nobody wants to buy it or pay you full price for it anyway.
Right. Well, if you bring a car to us that's been repaired, we're going to give you less for it mm-hmm. than if you brought a car to us that had not been repaired, because you can see the repairs, and it diminishes the value, and that's what Tammy's talking about. So, yeah, with lesser damage, if it's the other guy's fault, his insurance company will pay you diminished value, even though when you ask them, they'll tell you no, I promise.
There's two things to remember. Nobody ever calls a dealership or looking for a previously wrecked car.
Right.
Or a high mileage car.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like a car with 125,000 on it. Can you find one for me?
That does make the car less expensive. So if they're looking for something less expensive, then that's the direction you're going to go. Mm-hmm. But people don't typically say, I want exactly that, a previously wrecked car. So
right.
And if they do find that it's been wrecked before, it does have a Carfax, they expect a huge discount.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. David, are you saying I can take my currently financed car and have it converted to a lease because right now I'm paying through the nose? We drive less than 12,000 miles a year. You can. I don't know if it makes sense for you. We'd be glad to look at it. If it makes sense, then I would tell you to do it.
Depends
on
what your goals are.
Exactly. That's one of those things where you just got to put a pencil to paper and see what really, really works best. But again, give us a call and we'll be glad to look at it. We actually do that for people. Mm-hmm. Especially where we run into it the most are like a doctor that goes out and pays cash for a luxury car.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells his CPA what he's done. His CPA goes, stop! Call Autoflex, have them convert it to a lease, and get your money back. Mm-hmm. Because when we convert a car to a lease, we actually buy it. So we
or
would
pay
give
it
you,
off in this case.
We would pay it off in this case. And in his case, he would start with a lease. But I don't know if it makes sense or not. Be glad to look at it.
Yeah, so give Autoflex a call, 817 or 972-234-1234. Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter asks, I've got a 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4x4, E85 versus regular. Your thoughts on the vehicle and which gas would you use, David?
Well, pretty well, you're going to get E85 almost anywhere you go now in Texas, or at least they're going to tell you you might possibly have E85. All of the pumps say you could have E85. It is regular.
I don't even pay attention.
Yeah.
Me neither.
It's they've added ethanol or alcohol to the gasoline to supplement it so you don't use as much oil to make gasoline. Part of the gasoline mixture is alcohol that comes from corn basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned into a big business. In fact, Archer Daniels Midland has created a huge industry converting oil to ethanol and selling it to the oil companies. You don't get as good a gas mileage. We did a story last week on raising the octane in gasoline and getting better gas mileage by raising the octane.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be eliminating the ethanol. Ethanol has become sort of it's great if you're a corn farmer, by the way. They love that.
Right.
But if you and me, we're paying a little more for it.
Mm-hmm.
So have they ever finalized any kind of a study about the end result, the wear or the deterioration on the rubber hoses seals and things in a car engine?
Yeah, if you're running gasoline that has a 15% content of alcohol and you put it in a two-cycle engine like a weed eater or a lawnmower engine like that, it will absolutely eat up the seals. It does that. Now, cars have been designed so on newer cars, it does not have that effect on them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but you can't use that gas in your weed eater or your
lawnmower show.
Yeah, it will eat up the seals.
But
it's corrosive.
Where do they get their fuel? If it all has ethanol in it.
And at 9:45, we'll tell you about the best fertilizer for your yard this spring.
Stop. Okay.
Another AutoFlex Leasing fan text says, "I've got a 2014 Tundra 1794 edition. Would y'all take that in on a trade toward a lease?"
We would. It's according to what you owe on it as to whether it makes sense again. But certainly we'll take it in trade. It's a great truck, by the way. We love those trucks.
I need to Google that, the 1794 edition.
Well, AutoFlex, super, super cool. They only come in two colors,
like
I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, black or sort of a copper brown. AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Guys, when it comes to mandatory recalls, I work for Enterprise. Those cars are taken off the lot immediately. They'll be fixed at our shop or taken to a dealership. Although I do like this law because such a huge fleet of cars can slip through the cracks because some people in the car rental business don't have access to the recall info, and that's probably great. And I'm sure Enterprise does that. We buy a lot of cars from them,
by the way.
Well,
they learned, didn't they? From this other deal, there's nothing like a big fat lawsuit to make you learn a lesson.
That's true.
So I'm sure they have really made sure. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't want to go through that again. I wouldn't either.
I love this. AutoFlex Leasing Fintechs. Dave Ramsey, the investor guru, says you should save up and pay cash for a car and drive it forever. Never finance or lease a car. I was told to lease what depreciates. What is the answer? Well,
those are both good answers, actually.
If you're Dave Ramsey, the answer is to say exactly what he says because he's made a fortune being a financial guru telling people to live on cash, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to spend as little money as possible to drive the car you want to drive because it depreciates so much, then you lease it.
Right.
The one thing I absolutely agree with Dave Ramsey on is never buy a new car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Either lease it or buy a pre-owned car.
But I do also believe that buying the pre-owned car and driving the wheels off of it is financially conservative and possibly wise for many people.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, there's a lot of people that want to stay up with the times with the most current technology and the best safety features.
This is Dallas. Hello.
Right. Well, we've got it all. Let me tell you. I see those things carrying those. Oh, my goodness. I won't even talk about that. But there's both, and both work. If you have the financial ability to keep a newer car, please stimulate the economy. Let your money flush through the system and keep everybody employed. But I totally understand buying and keeping a car for a long, long time.
Right.
But then you have to maintain it, and once it becomes a car payment, you're spending a few thousand dollars a year to keep it up, it's time to go ahead and ditch that one and get a newer model.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I was not clear on this. The comment about most pumps are E85 is untrue. I didn't say most pumps were E85. I said there's a sign on them that says it could contain up to 15% ethanol. The thing is, you don't know because they can put up to 15% ethanol in the gas. This AutoFlex Leasing fan texter says it's somewhere between E10 and E20. And I'm sure that's right. I just know that the higher the content of ethanol, the more likely you have seal problems and things later on with
the
car.
We have the most intelligent listeners.
We do.
To help us.
For lawnmowers, I get Autoflex Leasing Fantex. For lawnmowers, I get True Fuel 100% gas from Lowe's.
Thanks, Eric.
There you go, buddy.
You're awesome.
All right, we got to take a quick break, but coming up next, we're going to talk about the latest seeds you can plant. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Picker, JP, a.k.a. Snuggles, and me, Sybil. And our phone number, 877-881-1053, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. What are those numbers, David?
Or if you want information about seeds to plant.
Yes.
Yes. Either 817. We're sorry, folks. We got off. Either 817 or 972-234-1234, subject. Or 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can see all of our great pre-owned cars. Or maybe schedule a test drive. And that's something a lot of people take advantage of. If you wanted to drive a Ford, a Mazda, Toyota, and a Chevrolet, call us. Tell us what you want to drive. We'll set them side by side for you. You can schedule it at autoflex.com. Come in and drive the cars you want to drive and make a really, really good decision. Do it all at once.
Mm-hmm. So school, I think, is going to be out in the next couple of weeks. Lots of people are starting to plan their summer vacations, which includes a lot of times a road trip.
Exactly. And so if you're preparing to go on the road, taking the family, or maybe a big business trip, there's certain things you should do before you leave. One of the things, the most important thing, is check your tires.
Ah.
Because if you have worn tires, they can ruin your trip. If you have tires that are underinflated, they can get really hot while they're on the highway, and that will cause the inflation to increase, and they can blow out. They can explode. And so make sure your tires are in great shape before you leave. If you need to replace them, replace them. If you need to get them checked, make sure you have a viable spare, or in the case of newer cars, a good can of Fix-A-Flat if you don't have a spare, and make sure your jack is in there. Again, there's nothing worse than being out on the road and not being able to get where you want to get.
That happened to a friend of mine this week, actually. Rebecca Black, who does the Jody Dean Morning Show on our sister station, 98.7 sure. K-Love, she was driving on the tollway, the part where 121 turns into the tollway, over the ramp, and her tire came off of the rim.
Oh.
So it sent her car into a tailspin, and she hit the wall. And she was like, I almost flew over the edge. I was so afraid, but thankfully those walls held her in. And that ended up wrecking her car. So if you're going on a trip, make sure you check your tires, because that can happen. So I'm sending her your way, by the way, because she did, in fact, total her car.
That was her on that drop.
That was, yeah. And thankfully she was uninjured.
Okay. Fluid levels. Easy deal. Take your car to a service center and say, check my fluid levels. Make sure your power steering fluid's good. Make sure your coolant is good. If you're going to go someplace that's really cold, make sure you got antifreeze. If you're going to go someplace that's really hot, make sure you got antifreeze and make sure everything is filled up. Oil, make sure your oil is fresh, or if it's not fresh, make sure it's still at the level it should be. Good way not to burn up your engine. Check your lights, every light on the car, the headlights, the taillights. Check your turn signals. It's a great way not to get to meet the local police if you make sure that all of your blinkers work and everything.
Check the blinker fluid, too.
Yeah, most people in Dallas are out.
I know. It's weird. There's a shortage.
Have your car checked over. If you need any repairs done, get them done. And then unload your car. If you're going to go on the highway, you don't want an extra 200 or 300 pounds of stuff that just hangs around that you're not going to use on your trip.
The trunk and stuff.
Unload. Get rid of everything. And finally, small item, big thing, put everything you need in the car for driving, stopping, whatever, in your glove box. The worst thing in the world is to be out on the road somewhere at night, have a problem, and not have a flashlight.
Yes.
It's a real thing. So make sure they make great little LED flashlights that last almost forever. They put out a lot of light. Make sure you've got a flashlight. Make sure your insurance card is with you. If you've got an owner's manual and you want to carry it, take it with you. Make sure maps, whatever you're going to carry.
All tools for changing a flat.
Yeah, for sure.
A spare.
Make sure all that stuff's there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, make sure your spare has air. Yeah, because they put them under the covers now. Nobody looks at them. If that's flat, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
It happens from time to time, too. It's really bad.
And also bottled water and snacks in case you get stuck on the side of the road.
Not a bad idea ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. Should I get a better car with gas mileage by $17 a month or zero interest? I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, I think he's talking about looking at two different deals, one of which includes 0% interest. If you read the small print on the 0% interest, it says that dealer participation may be necessary. Here's the thing. No one lends money for zero. I'm sorry, but they don't.
Right.
So if you're not paying for it in the interest, you may be paying for it in the car. I would not put a lot of faith in the 0% interest because there is very little interest on anything right now. Interest rates are very low. I would look for the very best selling price I could get.
Mm-hmm.
That's if that were me.
Okay. And then let's talk a little bit about this selling your own car.
Yeah.
And some of the precautions.
Tammy found this story. It's a scary deal.
Well, it's really sad. There's a Missouri man has been arrested on suspicion of shooting dead an Illinois college student who was looking to sell his car on Craigslist. And apparently he went to this fellow's place of business, and he's being charged with shooting him.
This is why Craigslist is horrible. I always say, yes, it's too dangerous because you have these absolute strangers who come to your house and look at stuff, or then they know where you live, they know what time you're home, they know how big you are.
Right, and that's the problem with selling anything out of your house, especially. Who do you want to have come to your house?
Right.
You don't know those guys. In this case, he took the guy the car, and he got killed. And then the guy tried to hide his body, and of course he got caught. So he's a kid. He's a college kid that got shot over trying to sell his car on Craigslist.
And that's not – I mean, there's been numerous accounts of things like that. So here's the deal. Never go anywhere alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Always have somebody with you. And I believe if you're the seller, you need to select the meeting place. It needs to be extremely public. Right?
Right.
And you've really got to think about this stuff before you're going to let a stranger test drive the car. And
yeah, because that's what I was going to say. So you meet at a public place and then they say, well, I want to test drive it. So either you go, okay, I don't want to be in the car when this stranger takes my vehicle. But then a stranger's got your vehicle or they've got you in the passenger seat where you can't, you're kind of at their mercy. So
exactly.
It's lose-lose either way.
Jeez. Or if you are the...
I know.
A lot more simple just to call you guys. I <don't know>.
Thanks.
I think so.
Good one, Snuggles.
Autoflex, what's that number?
it's better than getting shot.
That's right.
We need to put that in a commercial.
That
hey,
should be your-
call Autoflex. It's better than getting shot.
That needs to be your new slogan.
That's horrible. But honestly, and if you're the buyer, let's say you're going to... Dang.
Okay.
My story...
Sorry.
Sorry.
Stomped all over it. No. But seriously, folks, if you are the buyer, let's say you're going to be a cash buyer, certainly don't take all your cash with you to the purchase place.
Yeah.
Not right then. That needs to happen a little bit later after you've made your deal. I just don't think it's really worth it. And I would definitely not be interested in selling my own car if I were not in the business, didn't know all the precautions to take. I find it much easier. Go sell it to CarMax, bring it to Autoflex, but sell it to a friend. But I don't think you should put yourself out there and expose yourself to craziness.
Well, and the other thing is you give up. If you sell the car yourself and you don't use it as a trade-in, if you could, you give up the tax advantage of using the car as a trade-in. So it's you give up part of the money that you might recoup by selling it yourself if you had used it as a trade. If it doesn't involve a trade, then it's a wash.
Now, there are a few additional things about that when it comes to getting the title out of your name. If you just sell it to them and here's I'm going to sign off on this title, you don't know if they're going to ever go to the tax office and change the registration and pay the sales tax and do everything. So you would have to go online and say, I've sold the car to so-and-so and take it out of your name. There are just a lot of things that if you dealt with the dealership, takes all the worry out of
yes.
it. And you don't have to be the one who's asking the questions and wondering if you're doing it right. And I had an interesting call. From Joe Camblin. He's our webmaster, and he listens to the show.
Hey, Joe.
Every weekend, yeah.
Morning, Joe.
Usually, I think, when he's posting the podcast to the website. but he really enjoys the show. But he called me yesterday. He paid off a car,
mm-hmm.
and the letter that came along with the title said, you should take this in and have the title changed into your name. Now, it's registered to him, but there's a lien holder on there and they've signed off on it. So he asked if it was really necessary because it was going to cost $33 to go get this title changed. So I explained that here's the reason why you would do it. If you've paid off the loan and the bank sends you the title, they've signed off as lien holder. If you ever lose that title and you haven't moved it over just to your name and gotten the old lien holder off of there, then you have to get a lien release and a duplicate title. It takes a lot longer.
And costs more money.
It will cost more money, and that would possibly delay your ability to sell the car or trade it in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go ahead and transfer it over into your name and you lose the title, then you just have to go get a duplicate title for probably $5 or $10.
That's great advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. A small air compressor that runs on the cigarette lighter plug can be a lifesaver. That is really, really good information. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Last segment was super helpful. I'm in a touring band, and we leave on March 25th for the Northwest and Canada. It was a great reminder of what to check on the van before we left to make sure it's in the best possible shape.
That's
hopefully
awesome.
It helped. Thank you.
What's the name of your band?
Yeah.
What is the name of your band?
You probably meant
we'll plug you.
Kind of Music.
May 25th, by the way. But he, if you want to print out that list before you do take a road trip, go to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page, like us on Facebook, and you can see all the stories that we talk about. And that way you can do your planning and your little checklist before you head out on any trips you're taking this summer. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Well, you should go get your car, because it's better than getting shot.
Oh.
Phone number, right. 877-881-1053, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, autoflex.com. You can go there and see all our great pre-owned cars. Do a lease or a loan online if you want to on a pre-owned car. Maybe apply for a flex buy, which is a combination of a lease and a pre-owned car purchase. So you actually own the car, but it's figured like a lease, so your payments are less every month.
Mm-hmm. Got some Autoflex Leasing fan text. One guy says he bought a new car and got new plates from a dealership. He had an accident, and the cop told him his plates were previously used on a different car. How is this possible?
It might be possible if the old car had – they retire numbers after so many years. They retire license plate numbers, and then they reissue them years later. That's the only thing I can figure, because they don't give but one set out.
Or there was a typo somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's another good Autoflex Leasing fan text, though, about a customer that bought a vehicle, and then they went down and registered or let the state know that they had traded their old vehicle in. Mm-hmm. And it takes a while before the state actually goes through its machinations and gets the information that you have traded the car in out there on their public records. If you fill out a form, you can do it online, mm-hmm. and send it into the state and get the car out of your name, it's never a bad idea.
You always should do that, in fact, because if they wholesale the car or sell it to somebody else and they start running the toll booth, then you're the first person. And then there's just red tape to go through. So it's very wise to fill out that thing online after you trade a car.
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing fan texter. This fan texter's unhappy because we're not talking about sports. They will be shortly, but let's talk about sports a minute. The Autoflex Leasing is sponsoring the National Fantasy Football Convention in Las Vegas in July, and we'll actually be doing the Saturday Morning Test Drive live from the floor of that conference in July.
Woo-hoo!
From the National Fantasy Football Convention. So for you guys that want sports, there's your sports.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah. Okay, so when people are car shopping, we've got a list of the things you should never ask your car salesman too early on in the process.
Well, here's why. Because he can't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
If you answer certain questions really early on, if you ask certain questions really early on, they don't have enough information to give you an answer yet. So, first of all, what is my trade worth? And people send us emails and say, hey, what's my car worth? Or they'll call on the phone and they say, what's my car worth? What can you give me? I don't know. I got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't see it, I have no idea how to give you as much as I possibly can. And I'll do that, but I got to see the car first.
Right.
What kind of interest rate can I get? That's another great question, but until we have looked at your credit, we have no way to know.
Right.
Because you could have a 725 credit and get a 1.9 interest rate, or you could have a 725 credit and get a 4.9 interest rate. It's according to your total credit profile. So right off the bat, nobody can tell you. And beware anyone that says they can. And when you see those interest rates advertised, that doesn't mean you get that. That just means as low as. That's a key type.
For well-qualified buyers.
Whenever you see as low as, that means that's as low as it gets. Okay. What are my payments going to be? I don't know. I've got to get your trade. I've got to get the value on it. I've got to get your credit. I've got to get a call back from a lender on that. I've got to get the car that you picked out and figure out how we can do that. And when I have all those things, then I can tell you. But until then, I can't tell you that.
So you mean if somebody just drives onto the lot and starts asking those questions?
Yeah, you can't. And people want to know that stuff right away. But the thing is, you have to have a certain amount of information before you can give them a good answer. And anyone that gives you a really quick answer, beware. Okay, finally, what's the lowest you'll take for this car? I don't know. I got to find out what our cost is on the car. So if you call me on the phone and ask me what's the lowest I'll take on a car, I have to do a little bit of research before I can tell you that. So when you need to know these things, realize that it requires information on our end before we can give you a good answer. And we want to give you a good answer, but it needs to be based in fact.
Of course.
You can give you can throw a lot of numbers out there, but just know that it could change once they get all the details.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've gotten plenty of black book appraisals on cars where we've not seen them. But my manager always says, until we see the car, this is a number. But then it could go lower. And I always have my fingers crossed that it would go higher, that it's nicer than the people described.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know. It's definitely best to have somebody actually touch it and appraise it.
Well, and it goes both ways, because if you think about it, the dealership isn't going to buy your car sight unseen, just as you wouldn't buy a car sight unseen.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's a two-way street.
And many people that had bought a used car, they may not know that the car's been repaired before,
mm-hmm.
From body damage. But we know. So they might, maybe they've never wrecked the car, but it was wrecked before they got it. And so that can change the value of the car if it's been previously wrecked.
Got it.
You'll always experience diminished value on a previously wrecked car.
On Flex Leasing Fantex, the band was the least of these, T-H-E-S-E, the least of these. That's the name of the band, the guys that are headed toward the great Pacific Northwest.
Happy touring, fellas.
Yay, here's one. Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter. The fan stays on my radio constantly. I love your show just as much as the sports shows.
Okay.
Yay. Thank you.
Thanks, partner.
Yeah. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I'm a sheriff's deputy, and the answer for the plates registered to multiple cars is they recycle totaled vehicles and abandoned vehicle plates. Oh. So somebody that had a vehicle that was totaled or turned in and recycled
those
with that plate on it, the plate was reissued then.
Interesting.
Thank you. We got the best listeners in the world.
We sure do. Except for that one guy who texted and said he wanted to hear more sports.
Well, no, we gave him sports.
He's still a good listener.
And then he texted
back.
He's just not interested in us.
He texted back in, we mean real sports.
Yeah, real
all right.
Sports. Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing
like
Fan
tennis.
Text. My wife wrecked her Honda. Do we take it to Honda? I don't want my warranty to get messed up. It's probably not going to mess up your warranty. It shouldn't.
Oh, for the accident?
To have
no,
the repairs done. If the repairs are done by a Honda dealer, it really shouldn't, because they pretty well got a warranty their repairs. If it's a newer car, I'd certainly take it to a Honda dealer.
You would?
Yeah.
Rather than an independent? Because I remember sending my guy on that Mercedes to Stewart's because
it's according to the car.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's a Mercedes, I'm sending it to Stewart's.
All right.
Stewart's, you can thank me later.
So one of my guys... one of my clients wrecked his Mercedes just a few months into the lease, and it was a pretty severe accident, but it wasn't a total loss. It's a $100,000 car, and we did send him to Stewart's. But he battled with Mercedes, and the insurance didn't want to pay X number of dollars. Mercedes said they would not warranty the vehicle unless the entire wiring harness was replaced in this particular model. And so Stewart was really great, and he did the battle between insurance and Mercedes to make sure that the car was repaired properly. Got all the money taken care of. And, of course, the client didn't have his car for like 3 months.
Yeah,
it was down a while.
Yeah, well, did you want it fast or did you want it right? Because this guy is the best when it comes to a Highline car.
Okay, so to finish up, and I pulled this offline yesterday because I just love stuff like this. Stupid criminals.
Yeah.
A guy named Nico Jenkins has already been convicted of murder. And he is scheduled to appear in front of a court and be sentenced. And, of course, he doesn't want the life sentence and he doesn't want the death sentence. He wants a lighter sentence. So he does appear in front of the court, and he claims that a serpent god had ordered him to carve the number of the beast into his forehead.
Right.
Unfortunately, evidently, Nico was standing in front of a mirror because instead of 666, he got what looks like DDD that's carved in his forehead.
Lowercase D's.
Lowercase D's.
So he did it backwards.
He did, and it didn't work really well, I don't think. Yeah.
All right, we got to take actually a week-long break, but we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And if you want to reach AutoFlex in the meantime, 817 or 972-234-1234 are the phone numbers, or go online to AutoFlex.com. Thank you to Snuggles. We'll see you guys next Saturday morning. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah.